Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you, the final Rainbow Report of 2011. Don't forget, when we come back in the new year, it'll be on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. starting on January the 3rd. Tess just messaged back in saying gender dysphoria is a condition, but it's not an illness. Thanks for that, Tess. Now, for my last guest today, we're going to look at the Defence Force. We had a problem with the Defence Force, it seemed, a little while back. There were stories of bullying happening at the Defence Force Academy. And then this horrible Facebook page popped up with all kinds of threats against gay soldiers and so on and so forth. And so there was an inquiry which has now reported, but it seems to have been a fairly toothless sort of exercise. Or so, as I understand it, Chief Petty Officer Stuart O'Brien from Deathglist thinks, and he joins me on the line this afternoon. Good afternoon, Stuart.
Good afternoon, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well. Sounds like you're in a very convivial situation there.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So what was the outcome of the inquiry into this, I suppose one could call it a hate page on Facebook?
Well, look, as far as we know, the outcome is exactly what the press has reported. There's been no information really given to the wider defence community apart from what's been put into the press.
And that is?
Just reading the articles that I've seen, that people were given administrative action rather than formal charges and stuff.
So that's that's more or less a case of be more careful in future and don't do it again, slap on wrists.
Yeah, look, my background's also personal administration, and the administrative sanctions can be quite harsh on some people and can affect promotion prospects and selection for various positions in the military.
So right.
While it seems like, administrative action is not necessarily the light option, it can sometimes be the harsher option on people's careers.
So something goes on their service record?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah. So it's not a complete nothing?
No. I think, it's one of those issues. Yes, this has happened in a social media place, but if we look at social media in general, a lot of people say a lot of things about a lot of people. So do we start targeting everybody and start, every person that says something negative in social media, even though this was quite harsh and quite indirect, quite purposeful in its attack?
Well, it was threatening violence, wasn't it?
Well, supposedly, yes. Again, the page was taken down rather quickly by Facebook, which we all appreciate. But, from a Deathglist perspective, what it does do to us is highlight that we still need more education and more awareness within defence. One of the things that we'll be working on very closely with Defence over the next 12 months will be further education and awareness training. These incidents and even the unreported incidents of homophobic behaviour are disappointing. Next year celebrates the 20th anniversary since the ban was lifted for gays and lesbians to serve in the Australian Defence Force.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years down the track, we're still seeing pockets of homophobia, harassment and discrimination happening. And it's a very small minute that we're seeing it. If we look at the broader defence community, the gay and lesbian population has been welcomed at open arms. We've got people serving on operations in the Middle East. I myself have just completed a 9-month deployment over there where I faced no harassment, no issues with working. I'm Navy, so working with Army is always interesting, but nothing, came about. So, overall, things are great,
But is this a case of, because most of the serving members of the force know that there is an official policy of tolerance in place, that they don't actually speak out publicly, and that there is this homophobia bubbling along underneath, a sort of hidden homophobia?
I think, we all have been brought up in different environments and different backgrounds and stuff, so of course there's always going to be that the silent homophobia in the background. It's always going to be present for some people because it's just not their beliefs or not their upbringing. Whereas the general community within defence are pretty embracing, pretty, you know, open-minded these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just shows our Australian society as well, you know. I think we've come a long way.
Well, I mean, you've been able to serve openly, as you say, for, what was it, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years, thank you.
So you're way ahead of the Americans.
we definitely are, yeah.
And should be able to teach them a thing or two about how to do it. And even though that change has only happened fairly recently in the States, there's been remarkably little backwash from it.
But there was the same with us back in 1992, you know, the policy changed and what happened? Well, nothing, you know, we got on and did our job.
Yeah, and I believe it was much the same in the UK as well. There was much, you know, there were many elderly colonels on television at the time saying it would be the downfall of Western civilization and all that.
That is so true.
You know, end of empire and all this, but when it actually happened, nothing.
There was nothing happened, exactly, yeah. Yeah, there was all these rumours, I know, when it happened in Australia and even for the Americans, that there'd be mass exodus, people would be leaving in throes because, you know, we can't allow gays to serve.
Oh, no, no, no. And even that silly American suggestion, you should have two separate sets of toilets and showers just in case.
Exactly.
Because how would you feel if somebody was ogling you in the shower kind of thing, as if that's the only thing we ever thought about?
Well, exactly. You know, it's one of those things that, well, how do you personally deal with that? Now, I don't know about you, but I've been to a few gyms and that, and the amount of guys that check each other out at the gym when you're working out is exactly the same anywhere else.
Yes, so, and it's got nothing to do with your sexual orientation.
Exactly. You're damn right. And should it? No. You know, should this be an issue in this day and age? Well, it shouldn't be, but it is still for some. So, as I said right at the beginning, you know, education and awareness training is probably the only thing that we can sort of tackle now. Making sure that our members, the gay and lesbian members of Defence, have confidence in themselves to be able to stand up and say no. You know, that if somebody's doing something or saying something that's inappropriate, that it's addressed straight away, that they go through their chain of command. And I think, you know, by some of the juniors now looking at us senior members that have been around for many years and how we deal with it, that's giving them some, I suppose, confidence, you know, in to do it themselves. But we've got to make sure that they're aware that they can and that they have the support there for them as well.
Yeah. Do you get involved in training at the academy and things? I mean, does DefGLIS provide any services or any information or whatever to the training academy?
We not to the training academy anyway, not to ADFA or to the initial training thing. We have been working closely with the Fairness and Resolution Branch, which is our equity organisation, and looking at the sort of training that they currently do on equity and diversity. One of the things is it's an all-inclusive package, so do we narrow it right down to what's the concern for the gay and lesbian community or for gender-based or, you know, even age-based or race-based? Well, it's an overarching training system that we have, so it covers all those aspects.
Yeah.
But we do know that we need to target more on homophobia.
Yeah.
Because it is still a concern.
Yeah, I was thinking about the kind of role played by in the police, Victorian Police, for example, by people like the gay and lesbian liaison officers who have a strong input into the training at the police at Glen Waverley Police College, kind of thing.
That's one of our goals. We do definitely do get you know, inquiries from commanders and managers and that quite a lot about what would they do in certain situations, which is good to see that, you know, our supervisors, our managers are actually looking towards DefGLIS, looking towards, you know, the gay and lesbian community to find out, well, how best can I deal with certain issues if they do arise, you know, or as they arise. So they do lean on us a fair bit. One of the things we are looking at as well is looking at for Defence to create a workplace GLBT organisation, an actual group to look at these sort of policies. But in the meantime, we continue to do so. We continue to work very closely with them to help improve the current training packages that we do have, and to highlight a few things where we believe they need to go.
Yeah, because obviously training, like training and education is the key to all these things, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's not the only thing. The key is pure leadership, really. So you can have...
The magic L word. Yes, we could do with some more of that in a lot of places.
We could, you know. And I think, you know, by looking at, you know, Angus Houston, the ex-Chief of Defence Force, when he simply changed the policy on same-sex recognition, you know, that showed true leadership and, you know, drive that we need to look after all of our members, not just the heterosexual. So, you know, that's leadership in a nutshell for me. And I think if we have more people that stand up like him and do the right thing, Yep. And that's all we're asking people to do, is to do the right thing in accordance with the policies that are laid out and to look after their troops.
Yep.
We're home and home.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Doug.
And you're more than welcome. And do have a good Christmas and New Year.
You too. Take care.
Take care. That was Stuart O'Brien there from DefGLIS. That's the Australian Defence Force Gay Advocacy Organisation. You're listening to The Rainbow Report. We're almost out of here, but we'll be back in just another moment.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.